Harvard-trained brain scientist Jill Bolte Taylor found an unexpected shortcut to inner peace, a path most of us would prefer not to take. In her memoir, My Stroke of Insight, Taylor tells the story of the unexpected stroke that wiped out part of her brain's left hemisphere, the weird euphoria that resulted, and the long and arduous process of recovery. And Strange Champs asked Jill Bolte Taylor to describe what happened on December 10th, 1996.
On the morning of the stroke, I woke up, and the first thing I really realized was that I had this pulsing pain behind my left eye. I'd never had a stroke before, of course. I'd never had a hemorrhage, so I didn't automatically assume the worst. And I just got up and went into my exercise room, and I thought, you know, getting my body moving again, getting the blood dissipating through my brain would be a good thing. So I jumped onto my CardioGlider, and I was exercising on this thing, realizing that as I looked down at my hands, they looked like primitive claws grasping onto this bar.
How long did it take before you realized you were having a stroke?
It was probably 45 minutes to an hour, and it wasn't until my right arm went totally paralyzed. And that, to me, was the warning sign of stroke. Everything else was just peculiar, weird neurological stuff.
Did you ever begin to feel that you were dying?
I did. After my colleague came and gave me help and took me to the first hospital, and the first hospital ran a CAT scan on my brain, and it showed this major hemorrhage in the left hemisphere. And then they shipped me by ambulance across Boston to Mass General Hospital. And at that point, I just really didn't have any energy left in my body, and I curled up into a little fetal ball. And the best way for me to describe it is I felt my energy shift. I felt my whole body become lighter. I surrendered, if you will. And I knew that I was no longer the one choreographing my life, and either the doctors rescue my body or this was going to be the moment of my death. And I have to say that it was, you know, you hear about these stories about it's an extremely peaceful experience. Well, for me, it was a total experience of euphoria. Mm-hmm. So I essentially found a space of nirvana.
Was it a disappointment to begin to come back?
It wasn't a disappointment, but it was definitely a process. And for me, it was a decision because I did feel this incredible sense of euphoria. I lost the boundaries of my body, the cells in my brain that understood where I begin and where I end, which made that definition, were no longer functioning. So I felt that I was as big as the universe. At the same time, I was still alive. My body had been stabilized. I was given another opportunity to live life, and so it was a conscious choice for me. So I can't say that it was disappointing, but I can tell you that when my time comes again, there will be no fear, and there will be probably an elation and celebration. So, you know, I just feel totally grateful for the time that I have on this planet, and when it's done, you know, I had a wild ride. What a way to go.
You lost so much from the stroke. You gained a lot, too, though. When the left hemisphere shut down, you suddenly were able to access all of the ways of perceiving that belong to the right hemisphere. Can you describe some of what that was like?
Yeah, it was really wonderful. You know, we have these two very different hemispheres inside of our heads, and they process information in totally different ways. And the right hemisphere thinks in pictures, and it is all about the present moment. It is analyzing and perceiving all the information from our sensory systems and creating a big, enormous collage of this present moment. And the existence of the present moment is beautiful. There's no judgment there. It's just it is. And when I lost the judgment and the critical analysis ability of my left hemisphere in that language structure and the ability to think linearly and sequentially and methodically and to make sense of the past and to project ideas into the future, I lost the past. I lost the future. I was given the present moment. And for me, it was a total experience of peacefulness and euphoria. And for me, so much of my motivation to recover and to reconnect with the external world is to help people recognize that they have this experience of deep inner peace right there in the right hemisphere. It's always there. If you allow the left hemisphere verbiage system to shut down enough to allow you to come back to the present moment.
You know, the experience you describe, I think a great many of us would give a lot to experience it, but you know, it's kind of depressing to think that one of the few paths is through brain damage. And the other paths, you know, Buddhist meditation or yoga or some of the other more traditional paths, they are very time consuming. Have you figured out through your own experiences any faster ways to shut down the left hemisphere for a while?
Yeah, I think that it's very important that we recognize that both hemispheres are always functioning. And I kind of I don't know who it was, someone famous said that, the blue sky is always there. And to me, the blue sky is the consciousness of the right hemisphere. And then the clouds come in, which is the consciousness of the left hemisphere and the verbiage, and it blocks our ability to see the blue sky. But the blue sky is still always there. So I encourage people to pay attention to the two very distinctively different characters inside of your body. You always have the option, moment by moment, of saying, in this moment, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to look at the world around me. I'm going to escape all the things that I'm thinking about. And I'm just going to pay attention to how the air feels, the temperature of the air, my breath, pay attention to feeling it come in and go out, look at the colors in the field around me, stop thinking and analyzing everything that's going on inside of your left hemisphere, all the jargon. Then you can consciously choose to have that experience at any moment.
You make it sound so easy, but I don't think it's that easy.
You have to be persistent, you know, and I think that what I bring to this story that hasn't been brought before is through the eyes of a scientist who specializes in the brain, we do have two very separate hemispheres. And I think it's a matter of recognizing that we are biologically designed to have this experience of feeling at one with all that is. And to be able to say, oh, all I'm doing is quieting a certain group of cells inside of my brain, you know, judgment, that critical judgment, not just of, yeah, I'm wasting my time here. Why am I sitting here doing this? I'm just wasting my time. And it's like, yeah, that's the point. The point is to allow yourself to get out of the fact that you think that you're wasting your time.
Jill Bolte Taylor, talking with Ann Strangechamps. Taylor's memoir is called My Stroke of Insight. Want to know the greatest experiment in consciousness? It happens every night when you drift off to sleep. Coming up, what sleep tells us about the brain. For To the Best of Our Knowledge, I'm Jim Fleming. This hour, Wiring the Brain, is part of our special series, Meet Your Mind, a user's guide to the science of consciousness, brought to you by Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.